Mr. Jim.
We're gonna have them do the pledge.
You go ahead and do your announcements, and then we'll move on in.
Good morning to Vacation Bible School Celebration Sunday. Just a few announcements before we start. I'd like to welcome any first-time visitors or any returning visitors to our church. There's a card in the back of the pews if you will fill that out and put into the offering plate when it's passed. Just a couple of things to highlight. There's a finance committee meeting on Monday, and then there's a deacons meeting on Tuesday. And then inside your bulletin are two inserts. We will have a special business meeting the end of August. The first one is the people that have volunteered for positions for the next year. So look over those, and then we will vote on those the end of August. The other one is something that we're happy about. Dana Barioto has come forward and would like to lead the youth. And a lot of prayers have been answered, and so there's a job description, and so we will vote on that the end of August. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for our children. We had a good week this week, and help this church as we move forward. In thy name we pray, amen.
Amen. Please stay standing as we say our pledges. First, we'll start with the American flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll say the pledge to the Christian flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One brotherhood uniting all Christians in service and in love. And now we'll say the pledge to the Bible. So Stella, turn around and show them the Bible. All the Bible. There you go. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, and will make it a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, and hide its words in my heart that I may not sin against God. Thank you, and you can join your class. Well, you see, you sat down and you weren't supposed to. How long have y'all been out of Bible school? Okay, we're going to sing the song we've been singing. It's called Blueprint. It's very easy. We sing it through one time and then we repeat. The words are up here. So the Lord said, make a joyful noise. So we want you to join in singing with us.
For you to love him, he came to save you from your sins. What you need to know is, A, admit to God that you are a sinner and repent. B, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And then, C, confess your faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord. Here is a blueprint, God's plan. Build your life on the great I Am. Jesus is everything you need.
Good.
Here is a blueprint. You'll find you are part of the great design. Jesus is everything you need. God made a way for you to love Him. He came to save you from your sins. What you need to know is admit to God that you're a sinner and repent. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and then see, confess your faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord. Here is a blueprint, God's plan. Build your life on the great I Am. Jesus is everything you need. Here is a blueprint, you'll find you are part of a great design. Jesus is everything you need.
Now you may sit down. Y'all did very good. Each night at this time, we have a skit with construction workers Crystal and Connor. And tonight is their last performance as Crystal and Connor. So y'all come on up.
Well, Connor, it's almost time for us to say a big builder's goodbye to all of our friends. Can you believe how quickly the time has gone while we've been on the construction site?
Concrete and cranes has been so much fun, Crystal. I know I've been a much better builder for being at VBS because I've learned how important it is to build on the right foundation.
We've learned that buildings aren't the only things that need a solid foundation.
God gave us the most important foundation we will ever need, Jesus.
We've learned that Jesus' love provides a foundation that will last forever.
What is that?
This one says love.
This one says forgiveness.
This one says worth. This one says worth.
This one says promise.
And this one says life.
Where have we heard those words?
Those are the foundations we learned about this week. The foundation of love, the foundation of forgiveness, the foundation of worth, the foundation of promise, and the foundation for life.
How about you, kids? What have you learned this week?
It sounds like we've all learned a lot this week. One of my favorite things I learned was our theme verse.
Let's say it together.
I'm sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Philippians 1:6.
You become a wiser builder this week, and with the Bible as your tool and Jesus as your foundation, you can continue building on the love of Jesus. Until next year's VBS.
Let's say our motto one more time.
Jesus, our strong foundation.
Okay, it's now for all of us to say our motto. Mr. Larry? Jesus, our strong foundation. And now we'll say our scripture. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion unto the day of Christ Jesus, Philippians 1:6. Very good. And this is not part of Canes and Concrete and Cranes or any other Bible school, but it's a little song that we like to do, and we do it every year. It's called YES. Miss Patsy, do you have their people? So go ahead and stand. Y'all can sit down now. I'm going to talk just a little bit because everybody give a shout out to Larry and Tabby. We have two computers, two DVD players, different kinds of medium that are going into this. So now we have to switch over to the worship rally, and he's ready to go. So we are talking about Renzo, and I'm going to catch you up because this is the last one. Renzo is a very smart little boy, and his parents have prayed over him to give him a good foundation. He is in competition to build the biggest skyscraper so that he can use the 38th floor for the Colossal Bible Store book club, Bible club. Now, they're in a problem because he's used all his concrete to make a firm foundation, and he's going to lose. So we're going to see what's going to happen and if he can prevail.
It had been a hard week for Renzo. His building construction was getting beat bad by Foreman Nehemiah's project. He had been demoted and humiliated in the press.
Extra, extra! Boy genius of fraud! Poor choices ruined building!
And worst of all, he had lost his prize. A brand new Kids Colossal Bible Club on the 34th floor to help children learn about Jesus. Times were so tough for Renzo that his mum and dad had come to his side. But what he didn't know was that his prayers would soon be answered in the middle of the biggest challenge he had ever faced.
I still don't understand how they built this so fast.
Because they didn't hire a kid to be their architect. Next time I get a grand idea, do me a favor and stop me.
Well...
Zip it, Santiago.
I don't like the looks of that storm.
Lloyd, find some rain gear. It's gonna get wet.
Lloyd, you're always so prepared.
Well, well, well. Look who showed up to lose.
Your team's building has defeated Renzo Tower as the world's tallest building. So, on behalf of Kitten Construction, Inc.
Wait, Mrs. Kuhas.
Yeah.
These blockos. This is Renzo's design. He didn't get the math wrong. Foreman Nehemiah stole our blockos.
Oh, really? Huh? What? Can you prove it?
Yeah. It says Renzo's patented blockos all over them.
Well, no one will care. All anyone will remember is that this is the strongest building ever built by Foreman Nehemiah!
You know, I think you're right, dear. It might rain.
If this wind and rain keeps up, the water will get into the base.
Should I gather two of every animal?
Why didn't you build a firm foundation?
So we could beat Renzo!
Oh, people will remember this building all right.
Ooh, that looks like fun.
Renzo, what's happening?
They skipped the foundation!
No foundation means...
They go bye-bye.
We have to do something!
You can't exactly give them a hand, son.
Not just a hand, a whole arm!
I'm going to the crane! Dad, take a wrench and loosen as many girders as you can!
I'm on it.
You really are prepared.
Lefty Lucy.
Hang on, people! Woo-hoo!
president of Kitten Cobra Construction. It is my honor to commemorate the grand opening of Friendship Towers, a revolutionary new concept for city living. Anything you want to add, young man?
Please, build your life on a strong foundation.
Yes, that's the story of Renzo Wright and the greatest truth we can ever learn. Jesus' love is the foundation for the rest of our lives. Oh, and if you're wondering, Renzo got his Kids Colossal Bible Club to help teach other children to learn about Jesus. So remember, he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
Extra, extra! Boy Genius opens Kids Colossal Bible Club to help children all over the city! Read all about it! Get your paper!
Who needs a name badge?
Thank you, Lloyd. Always so prepared.
So Renzo, he prevailed because he had a strong foundation, didn't he? And that's what we've learned all week, is that you have to have a strong foundation. And who gives you that strong foundation? God. Okay, before we have our offertory, which is next, this week we've been, for our mission project, we've been having a contest between the boys and girls to raise money. Well, we won't know that total until next week, because with the water bottles. But Miss Shirley will have it counted and give us a total for next week, won't we? Yes? Yeah, we will. Okay, I want to just take an opportunity to tell you about Operation Bandana. This is, I have a brochure in the back if you'd like to learn more about it. It's a mission that was started by an Army mama who wanted her children to have God's word in a piece of their uniform that they could carry with them. And she came up with this design, and it's Psalm 91, which is called the Soldier's Prayer. Since the beginning, for about 14 years, we have sent over 300,000 to Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and this is our project. They arrive to the soldiers packed like this with the card of Psalm 91 to give to the chaplains. This, if you would like to give, we would love to. That would be wonderful, and we thank you for your support. And if not, that's fine, but there's offering envelopes also in the back. We had totals of around 34, 37 children each night, and one night we had 1.5 adults to every child. And I think for that means a lot, because that shows that the church supports Bible school and comes out to help. Your children were loved, and we made new friends, and thank you for sharing them with us, because we couldn't do it without your hard work and letting us come and have Bible school with them. And staff, if you worked in Bible school in any kind of capacity, please stand. James, you stand too. And that's a shout out. We're still missing a lot, but we had great help. Y'all may be seated. And because I do the music part of it, and I would say, y'all are going to have to look after each other. So we had floaters go to different places, and Miss Kay and Miss Beverly and Barbara, thank you for the snacks and anyone else I missed with that. We're now going to have our offertory, and then we will have the presentation of the certificates. could start with our smallest class in age, and that's the twos and threes, with Miss Rachel Peterson. Just have them come up and give them their certificates. Come on, Stella. And next, Cindy Lyles and Marva Lee had the threes and fours. And Rachel. So if y'all would come up so everybody can see how cute you are. Come on, Stella, you can come see.
What we learned this week was Jesus chooses to love me. Jesus loves me no matter what. Jesus has a plan for me. Jesus will always be with me. And Jesus helps me know how to live. That's what we learned this week. We had Miss Maddie, and she's not here. And we had Miss Hadley. There you go, Miss Hadley. And we had Mr. Landon. There's yours. And we had Nolan, and I don't think he's here today. And we had Isaac. Thank you for being such big helpers.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I see. That's you. That's you.
Okay. That's me.
That is you. Okay, let's do it. Okay, as they make their way back, then we go to the first and second graders with Miss Taylor and Vicki Hill. Vicki was great. Every time I showed up, she was in a different class. And it was wonderful, wasn't it, Vicki? You go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm sorry I lost my voice, but I'm glad I didn't lose it during Bible school. I was blessed with the first and second graders. We had nine of them in total, and nine on the first night and the second night. We only had seven on the third night. I will say one thing. They are very smart. They would surprise me, and I didn't think they were paying attention, but then when a question would be asked, they would know the answer. So, Jabe, Dylan, Owen, Miss Emma, Jensen, Brennan, but he's not here today, Jeremiah, Nastasia, and Zachary. Thank you, parents, for bringing your kids out. I had so much fun teaching them, and I hope to see them next year. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Here we have the third and fourth graders. I lost track.
Okay, I'm standing in today for Dana Badiotto and Riley, her daughter.
they were the guides for this classroom. I think Vicky slid in there one night with them, or I don't know, whatever. I'm not prepared because I was not supposed to do this. But I will say that there were six in this class, and Miss Lori and I thoroughly enjoyed teaching. We taught the first and second graders, then we rotated to the third and fourth graders, then we rotated to the preteens. So we were teaching three classes this week. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. We prepared, came to church various times to prepare, and we more or less acted it out. We were dressed as construction workers and came in about building a home or house, building or whatever, and then we went into building your life on Jesus. We had a great time acting it out, and I think the children enjoyed it. I hope they did. And I would love to have the children that are been coming to Bible school now. If you'll continue to come to church, we would love to have you. I teach Sunday school also. I'm glutton for punishment. But anyway, no, I love children. I love to teach children. And so we'd love to have your kids at our church if you don't go to a church regularly. Okay, this classroom had Dylan O'Quinn. There you go. And Aubrey Hickman. There you go. And this is Cole Hickman. Well, Cole wants to stick with someone else. He wants to stick with Liam Hickman. Okay. And then here's Jack Peterson. There you go, Jack. And then here is Jade. There you go, buddy. And we really enjoy the children. And I do hope that if you don't have a church that you regularly go to, that you would come and choose our church. We are a loving family, and we tried to share that love this week with the children. Thank you.
And this class really shrunk. There's the fifth and sixth graders. We have two representing tonight, but I think they had about nine. It felt like 20, but I think they had nine.
Good morning. We were actually fifth grade, and we had one ninth grader, and we had 11 total for the week. And like Sherry said, we had two. This is probably the first year in 10 years that I've been in a classroom. I've been doing recreation or administration, so it was truly a blessing, and they were very smart and glad to have them. In our class, we had Bailey Bowles, Ella Cotman, Luca Battiato, John Ross Davis, Anna Livingood, Jaden Mitchell, Annabelle Rouse, Noah Livingood, Leah Dew, Charlie Nelson, Mary Grace King, and Olivia Martin. Thank you.
And now, we are going to have what we're all excited and waiting for. Shauna and Pamela took pictures of all the classrooms. So we're going to see if we can see ourselves on the video, on the screen.
you hear me now? All right, guys, I'm in trouble. I've made a mistake, but y'all might be able to help me. I have forgot what I was supposed to talk about this morning. Do y'all think y'all can come up here and help me remember what it was? Can you come help me if I give you a piece of candy? Yeah. Come sit up here. Come sit up here and help me out. Yeah, calm down. You're not going to eat it yet, son. All right. I'll give you a piece of candy when we get done, all right? Let's see. I'm supposed to talk about something to do with Vacation Bible School, but I can't remember exactly what it was. Here, just have a seat. It's all right. Don't worry. Everybody's going to get a piece of candy. Yeah. Hey, that's all right. This Sunday's about them. It's fine. All right. Let's see if we can figure it out. What was y'all's favorite part of Vacation Bible School?
Cool noodles.
Cool noodles?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite part? When you did the cup game with Mr. Ken and then? Recreation. Your favorite part was throwing the cups? Okay. What was your favorite part? Singing. Sherry said singing. What was your favorite part? Music? Oh, that makes Sherry. Okay. I don't remember yet. I tell you what was the thing for Vacation Bible School? Right, construction. I got this toolbox here, and maybe if we go through this, we can figure out. Okay, y'all tell me what this stuff does. Does anybody know what this is? Get out of there. All right. I don't know who his dad is, but he's like on point. He said this is a level. This is what you use to hang pictures and stuff, so it's not crooked. Okay, all right. You are absolutely correct. Okay, get out of my box, man. Scoot over. Get out of my box. All right. So Owen said this is a screwdriver. Sit down. Just sit down. Just sit here, son. Okay. All right. So Owen says this is a screwdriver. You use this to screw things in. What are these? Pliers. What do I do with these?
Snap cables.
Okay, maybe close. Pull nails out. I guess you could use it for that. Okay, let's see what else we got. How about? Oh, this looks cool. What is this thing? Hey, do you? What do I do with this?
You tighten bolts.
Okay. Socket. Okay. Can I tell y'all a secret? I'm not good at fixing anything. I don't know what any of this stuff does. Okay, this is not helping me. How about? What is this thing called?
A wrench.
What do I do with this?
It tightens up.
Tightens up screws and stuff. Okay, all right. Ow! Ooh, something got me. What is this thing? This thing cut me. Why would you have something like this in your toolbox? Hammer it in? I don't understand. Oh. Yeah, anything with smashing, you know about. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm starting to, you know what, can I get like three volunteers? All right, Dylan, and you come over here with me to the table. All right, rest of y'all sit tight. No, you sit tight. Y'all come over here. Just stay right here. Okay, so do you guys know how to use these?
Yeah.
All right, you know how to use it? All right, I'll tell you what, each of you grab a hammer. Look at me. Hey, look. I just got here. Don't hurt nobody, okay? I want to keep this job, all right? Don't let me go out on a bad note. Can you guys take these hammers and show me how you nail stuff in? All right? That's good. I think I'm getting the idea. I think I'm getting the idea. Let's see. It's gonna be hard to get that out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you? Hey. All right. Take a break. Can you? Can you try to pull this out with your hand? You can't? Are you sure? Let me see if he's strong enough. No, you can't use that. That's cheating. Can you pull it out with your hand? Is it going to come out? You want to give it a try? All right, I'll tell you what. Y'all come sit back. I think I remember what I'm supposed to talk about. Y'all go sit back down, okay? All right, scoot over. I got to sit down. Hush. Stop talking. You want to sit with me, man? You want to sit in my lap? Oh, no. I don't think you want to run off with that. All right. You want to sit with me or you want to sit with Miss Sherry? You know what? We'll work that out after worship, okay? Hey, can you help me? Look, I remember where I was sitting here. Have a seat. Come here, sit down. Oh, all right. We're going to see how this goes. I remembered what I'm supposed to talk about, okay? Do you guys remember what book we've been talking about on Sunday mornings? Yeah, you're right. It is the Bible on Sunday mornings. We've been talking about Colossians. Yeah, okay, well, look. I remember this passage from Colossians. Let me read it to you. This is Colossians chapter 2. And we got a runner, so one of y'all be watching him now, okay? All right, look. This is Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. It says, God made us alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. It's okay. It's VBS Sunday. It's fine. Let's roll with it. Look, it says, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. That's why I remember. We're supposed to talk about this verse. So when it says that he took our debt, do you know what that, do you guys know what that's talking about? What's it talking about? Okay, you're saying it's like when he sacrifices, you're on the right track. Do you guys have any idea what that debt might have been? Sit down and be still. You have any ideas, guys? Sin. So when it talks about Jesus taking our debt, it's talking about our sin, and it says that he took it and nailed it to the cross. Do you guys have any idea why he would nail it to the cross? You got an idea? What's your idea? That's okay. That's all right. Maybe so we wouldn't try to get away. You're on the right track. Not quite. Can I guys tell you why he nailed it to the cross? All right. You got to hang with me for like 2 more minutes to get your candy, all right? He nailed our sins to the cross for 2 reasons, okay? The first reason is so we wouldn't have to carry it anymore. What's like the heaviest thing you can think of? A brick? I need something heavier. What's something heavier than a brick?
A house?
This building? A truck? Okay, let me tell you guys something.
The world.
All right, let me tell y'all something. Our sin, hey, our sin is heavier than all that stuff. And if we have to carry it all by ourselves, then we're going to have a tough time. We're going to have a tough time walking around getting through life if we have to carry our own sin, okay? So when we become a Christian, Jesus takes it and he nails it to the cross so that we don't have to carry it or its burden anymore. Jesus does. Does that make sense? Let me tell you one other reason. You know the other reason he nails it to the cross? Do you guys remember when Dylan and them tried to pull those nails out? Could they get it out?
No.
Couldn't get it out with their bare hands, could they? The other reason that Jesus nails our sin to the cross is so that we don't try to keep picking it back up. Does that make sense? See, all right, turn around and look at all these old folks sitting in the pew. You see them? Not me, just them. All right, all right, look at me. Look, come back real quick. We're almost done. When you get grown and old, you're going to have a lot of stuff that you look back and you think, man, I wish I hadn't done that. You'll think, man, that was a mistake. I really messed up there. Well, Jesus nails that stuff to the cross because we're not supposed to keep trying to pick it back up and worrying about it. Does that make sense? You got a question, buddy? You do look back. Can I tell you a secret? Everybody looks back sometimes. Sometimes, you know what adults like to do? even though our sin is nailed to the cross, we like to kind of pick it back up and look at it and go, look what I did. I can't believe I did this. But are we supposed to do that? No. And let me ask you this. Sometimes we like to look at other people's sin that's been nailed to the cross, and we look at it and go, look what they did. Are we supposed to do that? No. So in Colossians, it says that Jesus took our sin and he nailed it to the cross. That way we don't have to carry it anymore. Jesus is taking care of it. And we don't have to try to pick it up and look at it anymore because it's a done deal. It's over. Jesus has paid for it. Makes sense? Okay, did y'all have fun with VBS this week?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what. It's like 5 minutes till 12. I think that I'm going to close us out with a prayer. And then I'm going to hand out some candy, and we're going to get out like 5 minutes early. How does that sound? Okay, y'all, no. Y'all bow your heads and pray with me, okay? Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for the week that we've had together, God. I thank you for these young ones that you've sent up here to the church, God. They're such a blessing. Lord, we just love having them here. We love when they're easy to work with, when they're not easy to work with, when they sit still, when they squirm. We're just thankful to have them, God. And Lord, I lift them up and I pray a special blessing upon them. I pray, God, that you would keep them safe, bless them, let them always remember that you do love them and they are valuable to you and that their church loves them and they're valuable to the church. Thank you, Father, for all the workers that we had this week who gave up their time to come work with these little guys. We just thank you for the whole week, and we pray that all the things we did this week and this morning would bring you honor and glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.